Welcome to the deep dive. If you're scrolling through real estate apps right now, dreaming about sipping coffee on a mountain deck in perfect 70-degree weather, this one is definitely for you.
Oh, absolutely. The classic postcard view.
Right. But today, our mission is to look past that postcard and understand the actual day-to-day realities of retiring in the North Carolina High Country. We're unpacking a 2026 relocation guide by Teresa Overcash. She's a real estate broker with Realty One Group, and she brings 30 years of experience, over 10,000 closings, and get this $3 billion in team sales.
She definitely knows her stuff, and her data paints a very clear picture here. Making a smart retirement decision in the mountains, well, it isn't about that idyllic summer visit. It is actually about surviving a Tuesday morning drive in January.
Okay, let's unpack this elevation equation then, because according to her guide, your altitude basically dictates your daily reality. Overcash compares Boone, which is sitting up at 3,333 feet, to Wilkes County down in the foothills at just over 1,000 feet.
Yeah, you're essentially looking at two totally different climate zones. I mean, in Boone, that elevation means you are getting about 40 inches of snow every winter.
Wow, 40 inches.
Yep. But drop down the mountain to Wilkesboro, and that average just plummets to 8 inches. Plus, it's, about 15 degrees warmer year-round.
Okay, wait. So if I'm understanding the data correctly, buying a mountain house based on a July vacation is kind of like buying a car without checking if the headlights work at night. Does this mean every retiree up there has to buy a heavy-duty four-wheel drive truck just to go get milk?
Well, what's fascinating here is that it's not a blanket rule. In higher elevation towns, like Boone or Banner Elk, having a true four-wheel drive vehicle is essentially a non-negotiable safety tool for those steep, icy inclines.
Right, that makes sense.
But down in Wilkesboro, the foothill winters are mild enough that your standard front-wheel drive sedan handles the season perfectly well.
Which is a huge relief for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But that icy driveway isn't just about grocery runs, though. What happens if you slip on that ice? Because the guide points out a huge difference in medical access. Like, Banner Elk is only 3 minutes from Cannon Memorial, but it's a 25-bed critical access hospital.
Exactly. And that term critical access is really crucial to understand. It means they can stabilize you in an emergency, sure, but for serious cases or major surgeries, you are getting put in an ambulance or a helicopter and transferred out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Contrast that with Boone or Wilkesboro, where you're just 5 minutes away from full 117-bed hospitals. As a retiree, you really have to match your zip code to your medical chart.
Yeah, and match it to your budget too. I mean, North Carolina is a massive draw since it exempts Social Security from state taxes. But then I saw the hidden costs with insurance.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We assume a bigger house costs more to insure, right?
That's a logical assumption, yeah.
Right. But a modest cabin up at 4,500 feet can actually cost you more in premiums than a massive house down in Wilkesboro. How does a smaller footprint equal a higher premium?
Because insurance companies aren't just looking at the replacement cost of your living room. They are pricing in emergency access and wildfire zoning. They're literally calculating the physics of getting a 20-ton fire truck up a 45-degree icy mountain road to save your property. The harder you are to reach, well, the more you pay.
Man, that makes total sense. And if a fire truck can't easily get up there, an ambulance probably can't either, which really changes the math on aging in place. Overcash notes that luxury towns like Blowing Rock are built on such steep lots that only 15% of homes are single story. Meanwhile, Wilkesboro is basically built for downsizers, right? It's got 54% single story ranch homes.
Right, and that topography directly dictates your exit strategy. Because if your health changes suddenly and you need to get out, the market dynamics shift entirely based on where you bought.
Well, because of how fast you can actually sell the house?
Exactly. In Wilkesboro or Boone, inventory gets absorbed fast, usually 30 to 65 days. But those multi-level luxury properties in Blowing Rock, they can linger on the market for 70 to 130 days.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the buyer? Is it actually safer, strategically, to buy the cheaper, flatter house in a foothill town like Wilkesboro, purely for the resale speed, even if you can afford the luxury of Blowing Rock?
I would say yes. Resale liquidity, meaning the ability to sell quickly without having to heavily discount the price, is arguably the most critical safety net for retirees. If your health plans shift suddenly, a house that sits on the market for 4 months becomes a massive financial anchor. Wilkesboro just gives you agility.
So finding your perfect mountain retirement really boils down to matching your budget and your medical realities to the right altitude.
Exactly. A home should serve you in your retirement, not trap you when the weather turns.
So true. It leaves you with something to ponder as you look at your own plans. How many of our biggest, most expensive life decisions are based entirely on the vacation version of a situation rather than the harsh Tuesday in February reality?